And at this time for our public affairs program, joined by our friend Megan Swoboda, who joins us on behalf of the Brokenville Public Library. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, Brent. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in each month to just keep us updated on what's happening with the Brokenville Public Library. Before we get into some of the events and things that are happening this month, let's just go straight to Veterans Day coming up soon here in the month of November. Library will be closed on a couple of days in observance of that, correct?
Correct. Okay. We'll be closed the Saturday and Monday just for the Veterans Day. And then we will also be closed over the Thanksgiving holiday too, okay, which will be the 28th through the 30th. All so right. We can all celebrate with families.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, we probably won't visit until December again, so yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, man, we talk about it all the time, but time just goes so incredibly fast.
It certainly does.
Well, let's just kind of go through your newsletter here a little bit and talk about some of the things that are coming up. Since we mentioned Thanksgiving, you always kind of do a scavenger hunt, right?
And, we do.
And it's kind of around Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's all Thanksgiving themed since it is November. Mm-hmm. So that's always a big hit with the kids, and some of the kids at heart
yes,
like to find all of the hidden letters, and then they get a small prize at the desk. It usually is candy, so that's something fun to do. And then we do have our Toys and Tots. That's a story time on Mondays at 10, and that's for the 0 through preschoolers, and they do a couple of stories, and then they play with the makerspace items that are young guy appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have the lap set story times. Those are every Fridays at 10 a.m. And they have, they do stories and songs with that one, and then a craft. And this, the theme for November for the lap set story time is food, of course. You know.
Well, that's one of my favorite themes right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And well, then another thing that we have that has been a big popular hit is the 12 Books Before Christmas, which I know it seems like we're kind of jumping the gun here, but it really helps us to get started on it early because we wrap up 12 library books that people can enjoy for their bedtime stories with the 12 days leading up to Christmas.
Huh.
So we have just where people call and sign up by December 6th so that they can pick up their books by the 11th or 12th. And it's a free program, and the little elf librarians pick out the books for your family and then wrap them. And it's just kind of a fun way to get into the Christmas yeah, spirit. So,
well, it's always fun to unwrap something.
Oh, definitely.
Right? And, and what a great way to get the kids involved in reading.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So that is something that we want to encourage people to, because I know a lot of people have missed out on that. And we do limit because we only have so many books
sure,
and so much wrapping paper and time. So I'm not exactly sure the number, but if that's something you're interested in, you need to call the library and get signed up for that.
All right. Sounds good. Since we've kind of entered into the Christmas thinking here a little bit, one of the big things that you do, and this is going to come up before we know it,
yes,
it's the Broken Bow Express. I have seen this thing grow over the years. This has become a huge hit.
It is so much fun. It's one of the best days at the library of the year. Definitely a favorite for the staff and, of course, the community. And we yeah, have a lot of helpers and volunteers that help us pull this event off. And it is a free program, but it is on December 9th from 5 until 7, but you do need tickets to ride the bus just so that we can ensure we have enough bus seats for everyone. But we have times from 5:10, 5:30, 5:50, 6:10, 6:30, and 6:50. And this is just, it's just a magical night. You can decorate cookies. We have crafts and games and stories. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Santa will be there. And he does a fantastic job greeting the kids. And you can get pictures with him. And then the Broken Bow Schools, they are nice enough to donate the Indian bus for the night with a nice driver. Candy has done it the last couple of years, and she does a great job. And we go and look at Christmas lights and sing songs and then meet with Santa. It's just a perfect night.
It is a great night. I've had the opportunity to be your guest reader on occasion.
Yes.
When we read the Polar Express, I think is what we've usually read anyway.
Yes, that's what's usually read, yes.
So it is. It's a fun time. And who doesn't like to go around and look at Christmas lights?
Yeah, exactly.
At that time of the year.
It's so magical on the bus, too.
Yeah. So in regards to tickets, Megan, are those available now or they will become available later?
They will become available on November 25th.
On November 25th. Yep. Okay. All right.
But we just like to talk about it and remind people.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure Miss Brittany might be reaching out to our friends out here to see if you guys would like to read again.
Oh, we always enjoy doing that.
It's so fun.
Let's see. Some things that are in your newsletter for the month of November. Tell me about the Teen Iron Chef here a little
bit. Yes. Okay. So on November 15th from 3:30 until 5:30, the teens are invited to come and take part in the Iron Chef competition. So this is where the teens get to create some sort of recipe of their whatever they decide of their own creativity. But usually they have a secret ingredient that they have to incorporate into their recipe, and then their food is judged.
Nice.
Sometimes some of it's definitely better than the others, but it's always a lot of fun, and the kids really enjoy to be creative with their cooking, and hopefully they don't make too big of a mess.
Yeah. And to sign up, you just call the library?
Just call the library, okay. Yep. And then that way we'll make sure we have enough cooking apparatuses and ingredients.
All right. Right below that in the newsletter, tell me a little bit about the six-week helpers for 3rd through 5th grade.
Yes, so we are very excited about this program. Actually, our library board has challenged the library staff to do activities that give back to the community, which is mm-hmm. kind of where our story walk idea came from. And then we also have the Santa's Helpers that we are doing this year. It's for the 3rd through 5th graders, and they are going to meet for 6 weeks, and they are going to make toys that they will then give to the Santa Cop program.
Mm-hmm.
So we already have a few kids signed up, and it is limited to 10. So if that is something, if you want to be one of Santa's helpers, definitely call and sign up. It is a free program, but we just thought it would be a great way for the kids to get involved with giving back to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to make sure we touch on the things that are specifically in November, and I came across painting Thanksgiving pumpkins.
Yes.
Later in the month.
So we have that coming up November 20th from 5 until 7, and you can come in the pumpkins. Kim has created those using the Glowforge laser cutter, and the money for that, they're $5 per pumpkin, but the money that we raise for that just goes back into the maintenance and the supplies to buy more Glowforge, like mm-hmm. the wood and the filters and all of those things. So.
All right. Fantastic. Other things in the newsletter you want to touch on? Megan, I know there's a lot of things still in here we haven't touched on yet, but where do you want to go next?
We do have more free classes coming up.
Okay.
So we have Water for Food, the High Plains Ogallala Aquifer. That one's coming up November 5th and the 12th. And then we have Faith in the Public Square, Religion and Politics on November 12th, and then Nebraska Outdoor Treasures. That is all about the Nebraska parks, and you can kind of take a virtual tour of all of them. And that will be on November 26th. And those are free, but you do need to call the library to sign up for those classes.
All right. And these are through where again?
This is Megan? Through the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, and they're sponsored by the Library Foundation, and it is through the Ollie Foundation, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute.
All right. I do see you've got a Bring Your Own Craft Night coming up, right, on November 14th?
Yes, that is on November 14th from 5 until 6:30. So if you're trying to finish up any Christmas gifts or any Christmas crafts, This is a great way to do that, to hang out with some friends and eat some snacks and work on your craft.
All right. Oh, my goodness. I just saw rice bowls.
Yes.
For everyone. Tell me a little bit about this here since we have a little time left.
Okay. So we are doing rice bowls for everyone. This is actually through the Nebraska Extension office. We have a lady coming from Ord to help us with that, and it looks like it's going to be $15, and she's going to give you all kinds of recipes and ideas on how to make rice bowls.
All right.
So healthy eating to keep you right in shape through the holidays.
That is a great idea. That is a fabulous idea. Let's see. We have a couple of minutes left, Megan. Anything else that you want to make sure our listeners know about here for the month of November?
We have three different book clubs going on. One is at noon, and then one happens in the evening. And the evening group is reading Dancing with the Octopus. And then the Silent Book Club is something new we have tried. That's where you can just bring any book or check out any book and just sit and read for about 45 minutes. And then the last little bit of it, you just kind of talk about what you're reading and see if you would recommend that to someone. And of course, there's snacks and fellowship. So join them.
Nice.
And that is on November 7th from 6 until 7.
All right. So my wife could show up, read her book without a ball game being played in the background.
Yes. Not that that would interrupt her or anything.
No. The ball game going on doesn't interrupt her. It's when Bryn is yelling at the TV because of the ball game that interrupts her.
Shoot.
So that's good.
That's funny.
Let's see. Anything else, Megan? I know there's so much going on, and if people have questions, obviously call the library and let's see, you guys got a website, right?
We do. Yeah. It's brokenbowlibrary.net. I just want to mention we are collecting books again for the Broken Bow Does for Christmas again. We've done that for probably 30 years. So, and I know it was a little easier when we had Alco and Pomida. So I just wanted to mention that. So that way, in case if people are out of town, they can maybe grab some books because they're kind of hard to find here in town now. So
okay. And are you collecting those now?
We will start just, right around Thanksgiving.
Right
usually.
Around Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Always good to talk to you. It amazes me how much goes on at the public library. It really does. So appreciate you coming in to keep everybody updated.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate you guys.
All right. Broken Bow Public Library, our guest on today's edition of Public Affairs.